Okay.
Welcome back to the Wise Divine Woman podcast, where I help you go from fed up to faith fueled, helping you to become the wise divine woman that God has called you to be. Today, I have Carolyn Murphy, who is a mind shift coach, podcaster, woman extraordinaire, and a woman of God. So I thank you, Carolyn, for being with us today. So we kind of got started talking behind the scenes, and I said, okay, so tell me about your podcast. And I think this is important because I think there's so much wisdom in what you were saying, because we're always sort of looking for those resources of like, how is Holy Spirit going to work better in us? And how are we going to focus, whether it's to our passion projects or whether it's our new entrepreneur. But as women our age, we are shifting and moving, and we are waiting for that moment for God to give us that aha moment and how we're going to live out the next 30 to 40 years of our lives. So, welcome to the show, Carolyn. Tell me a bit about yourself.
Thank you for allowing me to be a part of your podcast.
Yeah.
My name is Coach Carolyn J, and I am a mind shift coach, health advocate, and I'm a Tennessee certified peer. And I am the creator of the Black Mental Health podcast, which caters to the African community. And my overarching goal with that podcast is to introduce the community to the African American mental health professionals that are out there, because it's there are some where their awareness has increased when it comes to mental health. The talk is, well, I can't find anybody that looks like me. That's the overarching talk that's out there. So I want to alleviate that excuse. So twice a month, I collaborate with several mental health professionals, coaches, social workers, and I let them just do their presentation, or we have a discussion. Seeing them introducing what they do, and also allowing them to give their contact information. Because one thing that I have realized is that most of the stigma is due to lack of understanding. And if I can bring knowledge into to the equation, that's going to alleviate some of the fear.
I love it. I think it's absolutely fabulous. And thank you again. I think that one of the statements that we started off with was like, how did you come up with your goals? Like, how did you reach out and ask? And how did you receive those goals in this transformation, in this shift that you've created for yourself moving forward? Like, you mentioned a couple of authors. You mentioned what he focuses on, and how did that transform you into who you are today?
Well, if you so are you speaking in reference to the podcast, how I
The book.
collaborated with the book, my book.
Yeah, your book. How did you get there? Like, it's a big ordeal to write a book.
It
Never
really
mind all the, never mind coming in with the podcast and helping women and being a mind shift coach, like that's hard enough as it is. But
really is.
you know, to sit and just pour yourself out, how did that happen?
Well, honestly, the Holy Spirit told me years ago. I know I would dare say 20 years ago that I'm supposed to be writing a book. And see, I was a single mom, and when you're a single mom, you're living in a state of survival. So you're not looking at that what you'll be doing down the years. So I just kicked that rock down the street, down the road, and I'll get to it when I get to it. So, in the midst of raising my sons, trying to work full time and complete my education, it was in the back of my mind that I'm supposed to write a book. Well, fast forward years later, actually last June, when I met this coach, And I was telling her all the things that I aspire to do. And she said, well, what about your book? And I'm like, what about the book? I said, maybe in 5 years was going. And she laughed at me like you did. She's like, no, you got to do a book now. And I'm like, okay, well, why is that necessary? She said, well, writing a book, credibility. I'm like, okay. So in 7 weeks, 8 weeks, the book was done. The hardest part of the book was fear. I've always dealt with fear of the unknown, fear of rejection, fear of abandonment, I mean, just you name it. And the thing was, I didn't know how my family was going to receive it. And then I didn't know how other people were going to look at me. And each time I tried to draw back, the Holy Spirit said, you have a story that must be told. If you don't tell it, nobody will know. And I'll come back to my senses. And then when I start to draw back again, the Lord reminded me that what I said to him years ago, I'll be obedient even if it hurts. And I just dropped my head and it's like, okay, God, I'm going to be obedient. But prior to that, a year before everything happened, the Holy Spirit told me he wanted me to go into therapy consistently. And that's where, yeah.
Yeah, that's where breakthrough happens for some people. And it is that really humbling ourselves to recognize we need assistance. We can't do it on our own. And we are certainly losing this stigma of therapy that it is good and it's not because you're sick or it's not because there's so much bad in that sort of realm. But it's because we know we can't do it on our own. And there are beautiful and brilliant people that can come alongside of us for such a time as this, right? So amazing. So, and fear really does hold us back. How do you encourage women to get over this hurdle?
Well, one of the, let's see, God gave me the phrase this time last year, I broke up with fear. No longer will you have such a hold on me. But I recently came to hear, I think it's not a podcast, but it was a therapist that's, I think she gave like 1 minute bites. And I forgot which scripture she came from. But she, in essence, said, courage is not the absence of fear, but it is still moving, even though you have fear. And so God has deepened this thing of fear. Fear is a shackle, and the comfort zone is your prison. And so, I mean, as the year has gone by, God has just been defining who I need to talk to, what I need to say. And even though I have my speaker sheet, this topic came like last month. And so that topic is what, I mean, I may only talk about that. I don't know, but this is gelling so in my spirit that I have to. So I tell people, if you, specifically women, and child, I really, my target audience are women who have experienced childhood trauma that are 50 years old or older, that are now emotionally healthy because they have experienced therapy and or counseling, but they're stuck and want to move forward, want to prioritize their mental health, and learn what their purpose is, discover their purpose.
That's lots. That's amazing. That's so good. Oh my gracious. And as you're saying that, and it really brought me back full circle on what and why God put me in this place. Like, I'm always caught in between different circles of women, different circles of health practitioners. And in Proverbs 8, it talks about Lady Wisdom. On the corner of Fifth and Main, hollering out to people, telling them the way. And I'm like, that's exactly who I want to be. I want to be Lady Wisdom. And it's telling people, like sharing, being a great sage and leading them into great paths and stuff. And I love that because it's just coming back full circle to me in that aspect. And I love it. And it's just in our age, and as you see as well, many of the women, it's retraining ourselves to be confident and not have that fear to share ourselves or share our wisdom that we've learned over time. And it's that great service or that great filling of your cup or that heart-centered sort of focus that we want to learn how to become more than we are over 50 and become greater and kind of this great saging, like this, like Deborah, right? The great woman in the temple. So it's so awesome. I love that. Sorry. I get so excited when you're talking
No,
about
you're
things like
good. I
that.
do too. I do too. But as you were talking, the Lord reminded me, I liken this as to being a good steward. And the Lord is reminding me even now that, because I used to go ask God, why? Why do I have to go through this? Why? And really for a long time, you couldn't convince me that God loved me. Because of all of the continuous trauma and fear of abandonment, it's like there is no way God loves. There's just no way. All of the loss and death, and not until I want to say late 20s that I began to see that God truly did love me. And as I continued to go down that journey slowly, I began to hear that God trusts you with this because he knows you're going to come out on the other end giving him glory. Of course, you know, in the midst of it, he's like, nah, there, you know, no. But that's exactly what's going on. That's
I love it.
exactly what's happening.
I love it. I love it. So tell me the you so tell me the title of your book that you wrote.
Okay. The name of the book is called God, Why Did You Save Me? And it's a snapshot of my life, childhood trauma, being molested, later being raped. I was born to a teenage mother. So, you know, being a teenage mother, you don't know how to rear a child. So my grandmother basically raised me. I didn't know that my mom had her own trauma until I was in my early 40s when the Holy Spirit told me to look at her, observe her, the way that she talked, the way she did things. And then it hit me. Oh my God, she had her own trauma because I thought she hated me. And I think when I was in my early 40s, I got the nerve up to ask her, why do you hate me so much? And so she told me she didn't. But the book is on Amazon and it barely got here. It barely got here. But like I said, once I realized that I had to tell my story, somebody has to do it. And I always say, this is a dirty job, but somebody has to do it. And so I endeavor to let other women know you can come out of the shadows. You don't have to live that way. It's a choice, but you got to do the work.
So true. So true. And it is that, just that, it is the dirty work of just breaking ourselves down, humbling ourselves, confessing, and asking forgiveness. It's a painful process for some. And it is only to then break ourselves so that we can have this intimate relationship with God, right? So that he can come alongside of us and partner with us in life, and that we're looking and leaning onto him and not not on others, because they have their own trauma. They have so much going on. And that is a really great reminder that, you know, you can't judge people the way at first sight, because you don't know the path that they blocked and such. So it is that really great aspect. Well, I look forward to that book. I can't it's been such a beautiful day today meeting women, but it is such a good truth in that. And these are the questions we ask God all the time. We are just like, why? What? Why are you putting me through this? So I love it. I think it's fantastic. So your podcast, tell me a little bit about it. What do you, long format
The
stories, the
podcast.
women you have, women that you have, or do you have devotionals on it?
Well, on the podcast, it's actually totally separate from the coaching side of it. The podcast is geared towards the African American community,
Right, you said
and
that.
I wanted to introduce the community to the Black mental health professionals.
So are
So for
you,
them.
yeah, with being so it's we just coming out of a mental health, we're back in, we're into Black History Month. And have you seen that the mind shift with men and women is becoming more mental health focused? I know here in Canada, this is exactly what we're focusing on this season, on mental health and really trying to bring the people forward who are there to help. Are you seeing that as well in your community?
I'm seeing that I'm seeing that the conversation has increased, awareness has increased, but I know there's still some people in the background. It's like, no, they're not going to do it. The Lord has specifically sent me to the Black church, even more specifically to the ministerial staff. The Lord has pressed upon me that the church has a great influence on our community. So I got to go to the root of it. I have to go to the root of it because the conversations must start there. And if I can get the conversation start there, if I can get the pastor and ministerial staff to agree that mental health is real, not just demonic, and that mental health, and I want to show them that the resources are resources. It's not meant to replace God and his healing. And the thing is, and remind them that we're tripod, we're mind, body, and soul. You're taking care of the spirit, the soul man. But the Lord told me one day when I was teaching Sunday school that his people are just totally sick. And I'm like, okay, Lord, what do you mean? He said, well, he said, you come to church and you don't exercise the word of God. You don't read it. So your soul is sick. Emotionally, you're sick because you won't go take care of it with a mental health professional. Body-wise, we won't eat right. We won't drink water. We won't exercise. So we're just sick all the way around. I'm like, oh my God. That was just sitting there in Sunday school. It blew my mind. So my main thing is to increase the dialogue and introduce the people in the mental health field that is out there that wants to help. I met a therapist. He said he was wondering just how he can increase the awareness to our community. So when I met him, he was like, this is blowing my mind. He said, you're doing what I was praying for. And so he agreed to be on my podcast. And I'm just elated to be used to do this. I just tell them to do whatever they want to do as far as what they want to do, discussion questions or PowerPoint, and I just let them have the floor.
That is so amazing. And you're right. It's not just, there is this sort of weakness that is in the church body, not of course in the head, but in the church body. And this is how we are needing to come along together as a community because, yes, we have our leaders, right? And we have our teachers, but then we also have people that we need to come alongside as well and support them, like Ben and her. Not a pastor cannot do everything. He is to teach and lead and allow the others to do the great goodness that they have been instilled with and gifted with as well. And it is this that we need to really capture in the mental health of people. And it's sometimes it's, yes, we have to, understand if it's demonic, or understand if we've got stronghold, or understand if we've got sins unexpressed, and that's what they're there for. And there are other things that are playing a role in the toxicity of life and our gene makeup and our traumas that change our DNA that become this mental health issue in so many ways. And I'm just so amazed that you have just been like, oh, I'm going there. I'm going to go and speak to the church, help the ministerial people, because they can't do everything. And how much burnout are we having in the church? Like, it's incredible. And if people can see that there is a strong, healthy pastor that has a team of people around him that are coming along and lifting that church up, lifting the health of the body, health of the mind, and health of the spirit, that church is going places. Those people are going places.
Yes, I do agree. And that's my main thing is as well as on the on the podium or in the back ministry. And I know I'm not going to just get everybody on board, but the fact that stands out to is when I heard it's a little story, the person act, and it turns out it's the grave, it's the cemetery. And I'm like, how? And they said the cemetery place on earth because so many people allowed fear and other people to talk them out of their purpose, their dreams, their aspirations, and it all died with them. And I'm like, Lord, I don't want to be one of those. I don't want to be one of those people. So, in order for me to be able to break out of the comfort zone, which is the prison, I've got to my purpose to be bigger than my pain. And that's the people now, you just have to be bigger than your pain. That's the only thing that helps you besides you cultivating your relationship with God. Are you going to be able to walk through this thing?
That's so amazing. And I'm so impressed and in awe of what God is doing in your life. Like, just so motivating. Thank you so much. Thank you. So where can people find you?
I'm on social now. I'm just about everywhere because
Fantastic.
I've spent this whole year in brand awareness. And I have defined my audience. So I'm on Facebook, the Black Mental Health Facebook page, my business page, Firm Foundations Co. LLC. I have a website, www.firmfoundations.com. I'm on LinkedIn as well and TikTok and Instagram. But I know probably once I get this social media manager to cut me down, which I'm glad, but that's my main, main thing is getting my voice out there. I want to be known as a thought leader because I
Beautiful.
love giving. I love giving. And so of my time, it's just what God wants us to give. And so I'm always on social media trying to post things that make people smile, and something worth reading.
I love it. I love it, love it, love it. I just love how God has blessed you. I love the people that you are blessing, and I think it's so needed in our environment today and in our church environments today, and with the not just the Black culture, but Indigenous culture and in white culture. Every single person on the entire planet needs to step back and really reflect in themselves And are they okay? And how are they going to reach out? And how are they moving forward? And then how are they helping the people behind them and around them? Right? We really have to break out. I think COVID really clamped in and closed everyone off. And we really need to break that and really open our hearts back up again.
So true. So true.
So I'll
One of the
finish.
things just in my
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
to open the dialogue, I want us to, like you said, to check on one another, because I have learned that even though we're so well connected, we're experiencing a high level of loneliness.
So true.
So, yeah.
So give us one, or give us one nugget of wisdom out of everything that we've spoke about, or everything that's on your heart today, because you have dropped so much wisdom today. But what is one word of wisdom that you can give to a woman over 40 or over 50 years old right now today?
Again, what comes to mind is your purpose is greater than your pain, and which
Beautiful.
that is your why. And that so your why has to be bigger than your circumstances in order for you to be able to go through them.
I love that, Carolyn. I thank you. I am so blessed. Let me tell you, I am so blessed in meeting you today. It's just been an incredible day. I thank you again for joining us. And all of the information of how to find Carolyn, how to support her ministry, how to listen to her podcast, and where to find her book will all be in the show notes. I thank you so much for joining us on the Wise Divine Women podcast, where we help women go from fed up to faith-fueled, helping them to become the wise divine women that God has called them to be. Thank you.